A delegation is compelled to exercise its right of reply in response to the statements made by the North Korean delegation. We have no desire to waste time addressing North Korea's unfounded accusation against my government. However, we'd like to reiterate that the North Korean defectors referenced by North Korea voluntarily chose to come to the Republic of Korea and have successfully settled as Korean citizens. In contrast, we once again strongly urge North Korea to promptly return abductees, detainees, and unrepatriated prisoners of war to their families. Mr. President, rather than attempting to undermine and deny the landmark COI report, which found systematic, widespread, and gross human rights violations, including crimes against humanity in North Korea, we strongly urge North Korea to heed the persistent concerns of the international community that have not faded over the past decade. The Korean government and its commitment to the universal value of human rights supports and actively contributes to the efforts of the UN and the international community to advance the human rights situation in North Korea. Furthermore, as part of the unification doctrine announced on August 15, we will take a multifaceted approach to substantially improve North Korea's human rights situation and will spare no efforts in promoting freedom and human rights of each and every Korean. I thank you.
The floor is for